T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
When I'm hearing that our quarterback is struggling early on in the preseason, early on in the camp, I'm absolutely concerned, because I absolutely know that our quarterback has to carry us for a certain part of this season. And if he doesn't, then we're not going to be able to get to where we want to go. So absolutely, it's a concern. And we have to find a way to make sure that Jalen Hurts is the guy. And right now, based upon some of the reports that are coming out of camp, he hasn't done too well.
How's Brian Westbrook with us yesterday? We're back, Marks and Reese, on Tuesday. A couple weeks from now, we might not be talking about any of this, but at least from the start, it is it's disappointing that they haven't come out and they haven't been a little bit better, and that goes for the quarterback. And we always talk about the quarterback, and I'm going to continue talking about the quarterback. See, like, here's the reason why I feel like it's not an overreaction and we're not making too much of it. Jalen looks a lot like he did last year, which was like, had some good days, had some not so good days, but it kind of seems like he's doing the same thing he did last year, which, by the way, they won 9 games. So they had a successful season based on those expectations, because there weren't expectations last year. There's expectations this year. So if he comes out and he plays to a similar fashion, which was competent, which was that, you know, he maybe wasn't the greatest passer, but he did improve in some aspects, this is going to be another 9-win team. Right, and like that's,
or it doesn't
good...
have to be another 9-win team. That's just what you're predicting.
No.
I mean, he could play that way, and they could easily win 11 games.
Okay,
they could easily win 11 games.
They could. No, they could. But I guess what I'm saying is that if I'm not seeing improvement from year 2 to year 3 at the beginning of training camp, then I worry there's not going to be improvement, and we're going to see a lot of what we saw last year.
Well, but here's the thing. I guess that all depends on what you're looking for, and I understand Jalen is a huge part of what everyone is focused on, including me. I'm not going to act as if the quarterback's play does not matter, but I'm also not going to act as if the quarterback's play is more important than the overall team's play. I'm not also going to act that way either. So whether he's throwing for 270 or 240, if they're winning every week, nobody's going to care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's going to care that he's not the most prolific passer in the league. I just know how that's going to play out. Like, nobody's going to really care. The only time we care is when the team isn't winning. Because then we can focus on something that he's not doing, that if he were doing, it may contribute to winning. But if he's being Jalen, doing things that doesn't necessarily hurt the team, and everybody else is doing their thing, then I think most people will be satisfied with the product. And then the other question comes into play at the end of the season. Is this somebody that's good enough for you to move forward with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are several quarterbacks that have displayed average to slightly above average ability, and then their team decided, you know what? Thank you, but no thank you. I don't want to commit any more money to this type of play. Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill in Miami. Like, these are players that were solid players. Even Kirk had success in Washington to a degree.
Right.
Got him to the playoffs, and they say, you know what? It just ain't good enough. I don't want to commit franchise money to him. And they're still looking for a quarterback. Yeah. But they felt like that wasn't good enough. So they wanted to move on. San Francisco is doing that with Jimmy Garoppolo right now.
Yep.
Teams do that. I don't know. I just don't think we're there yet. We're not there yet to where it's, you know what? We're already moving on from him. He's not the most prolific passer in the league. I've always said this. He's here the next 2 years. Until there's a better option available, that is a clear better option available, he's going to be here. That's the bet that the Eagles have made, and they're going to have to lie in it until they come up with something better.
Yep.
But if he's winning football games, everybody's going to be okay with it ultimately.
No, I agree with you.
They're going to be okay with it ultimately.
And it also has to be, like, last year, a lot of that felt like who they were playing late in the season.
Yeah.
The bad quarterback.
A lot of that was there, yep.
Right? So, I mean, that was a part of it. Give the Eagles credit because they beat who they beat. But, like, you're not going to get it. It's not going to be that easy. You're not going to be playing the Gilberts and the other guys. So, even if he's throwing for 230 yards and he's 17-27 and they're winning games and Jalen's a part of that,
mm-hmm.
we'll be fine with that.
You get to the playoffs, and then you see what he looks like in the playoffs. If you lose at home, and then, of course, people aren't going to be happy with it. And then that's where somebody's going to say, we need more.
Well, the goalposts will get better. Moved,
yeah, we need better. I'm just saying, if you're just looking at how they're winning football games, if they're winning football games during the season, nobody's going to care. Like, nobody's going to care if they're winning football games.
Agreed. Agreed. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, online marks-jewelers.com. The question is, are we overreacting to the Eagles' struggles in camp? Yes or no? Yes! 77% so far. Elliot's going to join us at 3 o'clock for an hour of Elliot. Chuck from Mount Airy's on the line. Chuckles, how are you, buddy?
Johnny, Marks, Ike Reese, how you doing today on this fine Tuesday?
What up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the way you spit it with, you know, the Super Bowl team and the health and space third, I could not agree with you more. Nick Sirianni, to me, I'm not sold on Nick Sirianni. I don't like the way he coaches this team. And my question, it might not be Jalen good enough for us, but it might be it's just coach good enough for us. Because this thing right here, like, you know, you're not practicing now. It's not going to alleviate you from getting hurt in week six.
Right.
Or week seven. Right. Case may be. You know what I mean? It mm-hmm. just makes no sense to me, man. If he didn't learn anything from last year, I think he could at least learn that I got to work these guys a little bit harder, man. You know what I mean? I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. It's puzzling my mind because my thing is this, right? In order to achieve something, you got to practice, man. And then to not have Jalen, not even in any type of preseason games. I mean, what has he accomplished when he got to play no preseason games?
Yeah, I would have him out there. I think there's a way you tell Jalen, don't take off. If there's nothing there, throw the ball. I don't need you out here scrambling and running around. You throw the ball away. But there's a way you can have him out there and he can get some timing down and some plays down to where he gets some real live game action. I wouldn't have a problem with him being out there playing, Chuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like at least one or two games.
Yep.
Only three this year.
Yep.
One or two games, sit in the pocket. You're going to get his live action, help the guy develop. This is not helping the guy develop. This is helping the guy regress, if you ask me, because you're not having practice. In order to get better, you got to practice. Nick, I'm telling you, if you start off slow this year, it's on you. It's on you, buddy. And I know you're listening right now. It's on you.
Yep.
All right, Chuck.
You heard him.
Peace.
Yep.
All right. There you go. I remember that this was we were having the same conversation last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us thought last year that Jalen should have played in the preseason games, and the Eagles said he played in the joint practices, and that's actually more reps than the preseason game. And we looked at Pat Mahomes running around playing in preseason games, right?
Tom Brady
played. So it's like, hang on a second, Jalen Hurts doesn't need the work, but these guys do.
Right.
It's like the trend right now is these guys aren't going to play in the preseason.
Yeah.
Like, that's not every team. Every team's different, but, like, just how the end of OTAs, a lot of teams canceled the last week of the OTAs and gave the guys off. Mm-hmm. Belichick did that, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. just not Nick Sirianni, but, like, that's just the trend in the NFL. So, I mean, I don't expect Jalen to play in the preseason games, right? The work he's going to have to get is going to come in these joint practices and the practices. Yeah. Hopefully it's enough. Let's go to Mike in Philly. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, I know. I just think that everybody's not happy. No one's ecstatic with this quarterback. And Jimmy Garoppolo is just sitting out there with the team we got and the pieces we got. He wins 75% of all those games. And I just think if we're going to go for it with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, they're all getting older. For like a couple, 2 year or 3 year window, now's the time because he's not going to get any better. The defenses are going to start reading, watching tape on him. He can't throw left to right. He throws interceptions. He's not just going to learn how to do these things in his sleep. Like, he's not even practicing. I would just go out there and get somebody who's been to the Super Bowl, been under Belichick, and knows how to win. And that's what we should get. And yeah. on the Phillies point, just to throw it in there, I don't know why they don't take a chance on Joey Gallo. He's just sitting there on the Yankees bench, and he's capable of hitting 40 home runs, you know, if he gets in the race.
He'd fit right in with being another DH on the team that strikes out
Bad
a lot.
Bad news for Mike, just got traded to the Dodgers, so no Joey Gallo today.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah, Mike, news. Listen, things happen fast, Mike. You got to keep up.
Yep, Joey Gallo.
I did not think Joey Gallo was worthy of the breaking news sounder. But I guess that's on me. Again, I don't have a good trigger finger on the way what's breaking news and what's not.
Well, that wasn't really breaking news. But yeah, I didn't know Mike was going to bring up Joey Gallo there. I didn't know that.
I was not expecting Joey Gallo. Yeah. Joey Gallo, by the way, said he quote, feels like a piece of bleep for the way he's performed since being traded to the Yankees in 2021.
There you go.
He was asked if the Yankees fans were being too tough. And... No, I mean, it is not worked out well for Joey Gallo. But now he's in Los Angeles, and he will not be in Philadelphia.
Jack, from New York to Los Angeles.
There you go. Not bad for him. Jack, any other rumors out there with the Phillies as we count down 3 hours and 20 minutes to the trade deadline?
No, but one of the last real big-name starter that would be a difference maker is Carlos Rodon, and the Giants are still talking to teams about him. So he could still be an option. And if you're looking at a possibility of Rodon, Wheeler, Nola – that's a pretty good three, you know.
So, question: why would the Giants? Because the Giants, I mean, they're 4 or 5 games out of the final wild card. Why would they trade him?
Because he's on a last year of a contract. He's on a he's a rental. So I guess they're 51 and 51. If they don't think it's their year, they try to maximize his value. But I don't think they're really shopping him.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Matt. Matt's calling from Pottstown. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yo.
What's up, Matt?
Yeah, Jack, I agree with you. The Yankees news, that's not worthy of the sounder. Maybe the Price is Right Jose drop, but not the breaking news sounder. I'm okay with that. The talk right now about the Eagles and the training camp and everything else, you know, here's where I'm at. I read two reports that said that Tua is looking really good in camp right now. And Russell Wilson struggled yesterday getting passes into Sutherland against Patrick Surtain. Mm. Everybody is, like, so – and this is definitely with the Eagles right now – hypercritical about everything and every day in camp. And part of that is you have guy in about 30 minutes, who is seasonal, who has to say things or they do things to make themselves justified, to put themselves in airtime and print in different scenarios. They want to be the first one to have something to break. And I'm not saying they make things up, but they say things that maybe – you know, comes to fruition in a week or two, and then when the story gets reported across, you know, a bigger media scope, it gets reported as news broken by such and such. So I think everything with the Eagles right now is very, you know, hypersensitive, hypercritical, and we're putting too much weight into it. I think there's only a couple things I really worry about or want to hear coming out of training camp or don't want to hear coming out of training camp. And one, I won't even mention because we don't want to hear discussion of it, right? You know, we don't want to hear health reports. We don't want to hear things like that. That's right. The only thing that worries me about coming out of training camp, because I think Ike mentioned it. Whatever it is going to be at this point, you're in it now. Like, you don't have a choice. This is the bed you made. So these are the players you got and the pieces you have. I'm more interested here in coming out of training camp. How's Joaquin doing? What's Joaquin doing right now? Is he pressing Dallas for the position? Are we going to see two tight ends? Is he changing out of number 19? Give me that stuff out of training camp. I don't want to hear every little nuance of every drop. I want to hear about Joaquin.
All right. Well, appreciate it.
Who the hell is Joaquin?
I guess he's a tight end. Jack, he's saying the name wrong, or?
I mean.
Is this Joaquin Andujar?
Is he thinking of Jaquiski? Or Jaquiski Tart?
No, I don't think so. He might have been talking about a tight end too.
Well, why would anyone, like, I mean, no disrespect, like the third or fourth tight end, but why would anyone right. care about how they're doing in camp?
So,
well,
listen.
That's what training camp is for, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I saw too much special teams yesterday. Frankly, they need more seven-on-sevens, like, or whoever.
Yeah, Jack doesn't want real football practice.
When we are there, when this show is there, right. I want Hurts throwing at least 30.
An hour straight.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you there.
Yeah, enough with the cute little punts down the field and whatever. Like, don't need kickoffs.
So here's what I'd say about that. When Elliot comes on, I think that's where we can get some insights on some of the other stories that are going on in camp. But that's why I read Elliot on the website and Bleeding Green Nation and all the different great writers for the Eagles, because they're giving you insights that are beyond the big picture stories, which are Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders and things like that. But he mentioned Tua, and to Matt's point, just because Tua has been doing very well in training camp so far, that doesn't mean he's going to be an all-pro quarterback when the regular season starts. However, it's much better than hearing, man, Tua doesn't look good. He kind of looks like he did last year, right? Like, it's positive that the quarterback, who they just got Tyreek Hill, that there's some chemistry with Tyreek Hill and that he looks better than he has in previous years. That's good. Doesn't mean he's going to turn into an all-pro, but it's certainly what you would rather hear than not.
Yes.
And I guess that's where I am with Jalen, was I was hoping to see, like, just talking to all the guys down there yesterday, they cover the team year after year, just and asking them, like, all right, so what do you think of Jalen? And they're like, yeah, like, he kind of looked like this last year, a little bit of a slow start, but he rallied by the end of camp. And that's more or less what they're saying. There's no panic in the writers down there. They're just kind of like, yeah, it looks like he did last year. So it's not panic, but it's also, you're not seeing the jump. I'm not seeing the jump from him. Let's go to Paul in Woodland. Paul, how are you, buddy? What's up?
All right, let me get this off speaker.
You got it, Paul.
You are here?
That's a great idea.
Yes, thank you, Paul. Thank you.
If I can, my phone's acting dumb. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey, what's up now? What's up?
What's up, Paul?
What's up,
brother?
Yeah, I think it is people overreacting a little bit right now. You know, it's just practice, right? And it's like everybody is making it like Jalen. Yeah, he is a quarterback, so of course he's important. But this team is better. Like, we might not be, like, as good as 2017, 1-53, but, like, 1-30, man, I think we can match up with anybody. So, Jalen, even if he is the same, I think we still can have a better season because this team is better. I think our defense, I don't know what defense we're actually running, the players we added, I think the defense is going to be great. And I think, like I said, you know, I'm a Jalen guy. I'm on there like OG Wade. I'm a Jalen guy. He's top. I'm his uncle. So let's keep it like that. And then I listened to him yesterday, man. Oh my goodness, it made me even feel better, man. This kid is awesome, bro. Like, it just makes me feel so good listening to him and how hard of a worker he is and how he looks at the game and how, you know, he just is a winner. And it might be more that I like the kid than
right.
I think he's a good quarterback because he hasn't shown us much, right? But I still think he's going to improve.
You believe in him. You believe in him.
I believe in him. I believe him. I believe that hard work, this is how it was brought up, hard work. If you work hard, you're going to benefit from that. And he's a hard worker. Man, that was a great interview yesterday, man. And you had me rolling when he said put Kobe ahead of LeBron. You was ready to end the interview right
there.
That's
all we had. That's all we needed right there, Paul. That's all we needed.
Right there, Jalen. I just need people to calm down. Wait for the games to start, man. Like, we're not going to see nothing in preseason. Wait for the games to start, and that's when we're going to see. When the bullets start flying and all that, that's when we're going to know. Until then, we're not going to know. We're just going to be speculating, getting gray hairs, worrying. Just wait for the season to start, man.
Yeah, that's the problem. I appreciate the call, Paul.
Thanks,
that's the problem. People can't wait for the season, man.
No, I'm not even trying to wait for the season, Ike. I mean, I'm trying to wait for the season, but I'm not
trying to wait for these joint practices.
Oh,
well, and then it's Elliott again. But it's in Cleveland, which stinks. But they got Jacoby Brissett. By the way, it's Jose Joaquin Whiteside.
So it's about JJ?
Yeah. So Matt and Parcell.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Mr. I want to produce the show from the caller wants us to talk about JJ and camp. Come on,
hold
Matt.
On. So that's JJ's name?
Yes.
I never knew that.
So he's being cute.
What is it again?
Jose Joaquin.
Jose Joaquin.
Ortega Whiteside.
D Damn, that's a lot. Jose Jacquin.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for positional depth battles, this probably isn't. You know, you're not going to get a lot of that on the show.
What a battle for the number two spot.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be the number two guy. Jack Stoll.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Joaquin or
whatever
his
name is. Jose Joaquin.
In fact, I haven't heard his name mentioned.
No.
I saw him yesterday. He was looking pretty thick.
Yeah. Tight end now, man.
He's got thick legs.
Tight end now, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, I tell you what, these tight ends keep dropping like flies. He will be here.
Yeah, he might.
Oh, listen, if you want us to break down Stoll, Tyree Jackson,
exactly, yes.
Greg Calcaterra, and Jose Jacquin.
Yeah, he might be here.
Well, Tyree Jackson at this point last year was the secret weapon of the season, if you remember.
Yeah.
Was it Chuck that was? No, it was Wade that was all in on Tyree Jackson.
Well, Herb was too. He just didn't know his name.
No, we still doesn't know Delonte or Devontae.
I think he's gotten that down by now.
No, it's still Delonte.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I had had someone send me a picture of Herb, a Wells Fargo employee, send me a picture of Herb that was driving him.
Yep.
To work the other day. Yep. World famous Herb.
He's out there.
Let's go to Rasheem. Rasheem's in North Philly. Hi, Rasheem. No,
all right.
Regime.
All right.
Paul in San Francisco is calling. Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good. I listen to you guys a lot, but I felt I wanted to call in today because it's just I want to give you guys a perspective. Let me preface it by saying I'm old enough. I watched the Eagles win 1960 when Chuck McNerick tackled Jim Taylor at the 2-yard line in the game. When they won the NFL championship. Yeah. So I'm a diehard fan, but there's a lot of chatter about Hurts that makes me have to think that there's too many question marks. Just from listening to everybody else, it's no one's saying he's the man. No one's saying that he can do it, but people hope he can do it. I'm not convinced. I don't think hard work gives you a better throwing arm. But on the other hand, I certainly hope they do well. But let me just put this out there. I was talking to Jack, and no one talks about this with the Phillies, and it just surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
You got Juan Soto, who you can't even argue the fact the guy's a generational talent. What a player. It blows my mind that not even to get involved, try to make a deal for a guy that is that good. I always wonder if that's the reason that they're just not going to get to the levels they had in the, the 2000s with our boys, Rollins and Utley.
So you wanted them involved in Soto, but you wanted a blockbuster, Paul.
Yeah, of course, man, because listen.
I hear you.
Look, I mean, what are they doing? They're pussyfooting around to make maybe the third playoff spot?
Yeah, they're trying.
Two games.
So, but Paul, let me give you the good news. When they hired Dave Dombrowski to be their GM, he wasn't brought in to be Andy McPhail. If we don't, we don't. And it may feel like that to a certain degree at the trade deadline. I would think they'll be very active in free agency next year, and they'll try to bring in a star and spend money. Dave Dombrowski spends money. But I think at this point, they didn't feel like it was realistic based on what their farm system was to try to get Juan Soto.
Nah, they couldn't get Juan Soto, man. You got to give up everybody.
And the Padres have such a stocked farm system, they can afford to give up four top prospects. They still have other guys that were there.
Yeah.
And they're ready to win, the Padres, right now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they aren't. Yeah, and the Juan Soto thing was a pipe dream. That was a pipe dream.
Yeah, I mean, like the Yankees weren't really in on him. The Mets weren't really in on him.
I mean, not only that, you got to turn around and give him a contract extension.
A big
one. At some point. You got three guys already making nearly $100 million on this team already. You're going to add another one?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot. But on top of that,
there's no way they were doing that.
And, like, on top of that, you're giving up every, like, your top prospects.
Yes.
If you want to go out in free agency with Trey Turner, who's a free agent, you want to give him $100 million or $150 million, then you're at least not giving up your top prospects.
Yes.
We do have a little bit of Phillies.
Here we go.
What do you got? Before Elliott
Come
hour.
On.
From Susan Slosser, who is a San Francisco Giants beat reporter, it sounds as if the Phillies have interest in Rodon, and yes, the Giants are pursuing them in the wild card race. Also, the Twins and Cardinals are showing interest. So, Phils could be in on Rodon.
So, the Giants are going to trade us their pitcher.
Possibly.
Does that feel like a plant to a writer to put
that
out
there.
Something
doesn't seem right about that one. Yeah,
I know. I
would not care.
I wouldn't do it. But
I know we don't care. But I'm just saying, like,
Syndergaard seems beyond real. The rumors, and it seems like it's coming down to the Blue Jays or the Phillies. Jack, are they the two teams that are mentioned the most?
It seems like that.
Hey, listen, I'd be excited. Be excited if they traded for Syndergaard.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
It's a name.
And then what?
Well, I mean, he makes them better. I'm not saying that I'm as excited if they got Juan Soto or somebody like that. But yeah, I'd be excited. It'd be breaking news. It wouldn't be sort of breaking news, right, Jack?
No, I guess. I think that would be sort of breaking news.
215-592-9494.
It's like the Eagles signing Julio Jones.
We'd be too excited for Julio Jones. The expectation should be like, yeah, let's see him play six games and have 40 catches.
Yeah, I don't think people – see, you're excited when you hear the name.
Right.
And then you're like, hold on, what did we just get?
No, it is Julio Jones.
Yeah, you got Julio Jones.
No, it's a great comp. It's a great cross-sport comp. It really is. Yeah, it'd be like getting Julio Jones.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Phone calls, as always, with Elliot. An hour of Elliot every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. He joins us. What did he see at camp today? How good of a day did Jalen have? And what former first-round pick is also having a good camp? All of that and more, all next hour, and your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, is your summer weight loss plan not working as well as you hoped? Well, hope's not a strategy, so this is what you need to do. Contact NJ Diet today, and they'll contractually guarantee that you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to njdiet.com. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. If you're not sure you can do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You'll also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's committed to you keeping the weight off. It's all natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery, no prepackaged foods. Locations close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or anywhere worldwide with live online video consultations. Call them today. NJ Diet. It's 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET. Or go to NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good. NJDiet.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.